Hi, everybody. Welcome to Matt and Dory's Excellent Adventure. I'm Matt.
I'm Dory.
We are coming to you post-glamp. Wow. I've got a glow about me. I don't even know. Guys, you haven't lived till you've glamped. That's all I'll say.
We really glamped it up.
Mm-hmm.
We really glamped it up.
I mean, night one, I'm going to tell you, I probably got the most sleep I've ever gotten in my entire life.
Honestly, he did.
I was out like a light at a certain time.
Crazy.
Whatever, after mom's night out, wrapped up.
Yeah.
I went up to the loft. I retired to the loft.
Yep. You stacked some mattresses.
Stacked a foam mattress on top of a spring mattress they had up there.
Yeah.
They have three twin mattresses up on this loft for this cabin. Dory and Henry slept in the regular bed in the bedroom downstairs.
We did. It's true.
To alleviate, the snoring and Henry and all that stuff. Last year we went and he had a pack and play, so.
Yeah, isn't that it's so weird to think last year he was in a pack and play, but like
it is weird to think that. Yeah. Because it feels like so long since he's mm-hmm. been in his crib.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. Yeah, I slept on that mattress and just like get in my bed. I'll tell you, it was just like, whoa, I'm gonna go to sleep now. And I slept. I woke up and it was like 8:45 in the morning. It was glorious.
Yes. I took Henry. There was like a communal breakfast. I took him to breakfast and came back, and Matt was just getting out of bed.
Yeah. That's because not. Yeah, it was a. You know, it was a time. Night one, big night. Sing along, story time night. Wow. We get there. Suddenly, I don't even know if we talked about it last week. Did we?
I don't
remember.
So
I got somehow bamboozled into bringing a guitar to this thingamajiggy because the sing along that was happening, the two people that were leading it, they didn't want to be playing guitar alone, right? Am I crazy?
They just, I think they just felt like it would be more robust.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, well, I agree with that for
you
sure.
Know.
But find out last minute that their kid got a little bit of the old hand, foot, and fun, and they wouldn't be making it to the glamp. And I get there, and I'm not even sure what night the sing-along is or whatever, and then somehow I find out.
Oh my God.
They're not there. There is a song list. I'm supposed to be leading it now because I have my guitar.
It's true.
And I've got to go figure out what these songs are and if I can play them.
Oh my God. It was.
It was maddening.
It was
in a way
madness.
That, like, I was so confused. And then suddenly, so I go from, like, really not wanting to bring my guitar to, like, leading a sing-along.
Yes.
And what's wild is the musically inclined people, parents who were leading the sing-along, had chosen a number of pop songs, including Rainbow Connection, Let It Be, Imagine, Bill Withers' Lean On Me. Mm-hmm. Which I thought were all very odd choices for a sing-along because the kids don't know the words to these songs.
Sure.
And it's for preschoolers. It's not like you're having a grown person sing-along.
It's true.
And turns out the head of the school, whoever was left to lead the story time, agreed with me. That the songs were like, well, okay, that's a nice thought. and so we went with the various numbers,
Old MacDonald.
Old MacDonald, Working on a Railroad. There was a pirate song that I had never heard in my life.
Yes,
you
got through that pretty well, barely. All things considered.
I didn't know how to play that at all. I was like, "What is this?" I didn't know the rhythm. I didn't know the tempo. I didn't know what the fucking song was.
Yeah, I'd never heard that song either. For what it's worth,
I just was like, "What is this?" And I tried to flub it the best I could. I don't remember if there's anything else. But we got through that portion of the night. I put the guitar away, and that was that. Yeah, that's when I had a great sleep post that. And then the next day, it was, you know, they try to stack it with as many activities as you can. Ultimately, the kids just want to run and play in a field.
Totally.
It's like, yes. You could try, but guess what? They're just going to want to run around and roll on each other.
It's so true.
So, you know, there were some llama activities, which while that was happening, I went to Target. So Dory and Henry went up to the llamas. Because last year, if you remember, I went up to the llamas with Henry, and I had to carry him the entire way up the hill and back.
I do remember that, and I'll have you know that he walked the whole way.
Wow.
So you know what? When it wasn't available to him, he somehow rose to the occasion.
Can't believe it. I can't believe he had it in him.
Now, what I will say is we got to the top of the hill, and it's like a 15-20 minute walk up there. And he was like, I have to poop.
And I was like, true. Even though we were walking out the door, and I was like, you have to go to the potty? Classic, you know?
And he was like, nope.
And then he's like, nope.
And thankfully, there were restrooms up there. And, you know, I think all things considered, I would rather he say he has to poop right when we're by the restrooms than like halfway up the walk. But it was sort of like, oh, okay.
Right in. Tell us when you'd like to let us know when you're going to poop.
Right? Wow.
Are we doing audience participation correctly?
That's a great way to do audience participation. Nicely done.
Thank you, podcasting expert.
It was like kind of bittersweet just because, you know, it's the last time we'll be going on this trip with his preschool and his preschool friends.
But it also could be not the last time we go there. Turns out a lot of schools in the area tend to have a glamping weekend up there.
And also Henry's already planning his next glamping weekend with his friends.
Oh, they're going to do this. This is a separate thing. They're going to venture off and
I don't know if he has mentioned this to his friends, but he mentioned it to me that he wants to come up with, and he rattled off a list of people that he wants to come up with.
Wow.
So I guess I got to get on that.
It's pretty interesting seeing him sort of in his element. Yeah. And then the next day, and I feel it a little bit in my jaw today. But this dance party thing for kids, a kids' dance party. I don't know how I started, nor how it even.
Yeah, how did you get roped into this?
I don't remember. I think I walked in there because Henry was in there.
Yep, that tracks.
In the big yurt.
Yeah.
Somebody was trying to blow up a balloon. I think someone handed me a balloon and asked if I could blow it up. And I said, yeah, these are hard, but yeah, hang on. And then I stretched the balloon out and I managed to blow it up. And then, they're animal balloons, essentially. They're just long, thin balloons that are used to make balloon animals, etc.
Right.
So I started that. I blew that up. Another kid wanted them, and then another kid, and so on. It turned out no other human being at the campsite, I'm not even kidding, nobody else had the lung capacity or pushing power out of their mouth to blow up these balloons. Like, I don't understand why I was the only person who was able to do this.
It was very difficult. I tried it myself.
Well, yeah, it's difficult. I said it was difficult. It was very
hard to do. I know, but like,
these are balloons that are supposed to be pumped up with a hand pump.
Right.
These are not for people to be blowing up on their own. But like, I sat there and I sat there for how long was I there? How long was I blowing up balloons?
A while, at least 20 minutes.
40 minutes? I felt like forever. It really did feel like forever. And I'm sweating and like I'm hearing the kids pop them and I'm like, oh God, now I gotta blow up another one for that kid. And they're all staring at me and they're like, you're sweating. And I'm like, yeah. Are you hot? And I'm like, yeah, it's warm in here and I'm trying to blow up these balloons. How come nobody else can blow up these balloons? I'm like, I don't know. And then I said something to Henry and they're like, how do you know his name?
He's like, oh my God.
Like, no. And I was like, yeah, he is. But yeah, so I became like the children's balloon provider.
Yes.
And that was exhausting. I actually had to go change.
Yes, you did. You did have to go change.
I had sweat through
you
everything that
change.
I was wearing. And then I went, because it was hot in the yurt and I was exerting myself.
You were really exerting yourself. Although what I will say is that I had more than one person come up to me and say like something to the effect of like, wow, Matt's really providing the entertainment. Matt really has some hidden talents. Matt really blah blah blah. Like Matt was like the hit of the weekend.
I was just a good utility player, you know. I came off the bench when needed and didn't miss my shot, guys. That's all.
That's true.
I'm just good to have around, you know. If you need me, this goes for anybody out there who might want to employ me or whatever. I can do a lot of different things. Turns out I can blow up balloons, mm-hmm. where no other adult human being can do it. I can play guitar, which is what I guess I sort of forget that not everybody knows how to play instruments. Nor can play whatever on them. And I can't play anything at any, you know what I mean? But I can play everything. I can play every chord on the planet.
Well,
and go from chord to chord.
Yeah. So I also had a couple of people ask me like, oh, do you play music? And I was like, I play piano, but I play like classical piano and I need sheet music. And Matt is a person who can like hear a song once and play it, and he doesn't understand that that is unusual and most people cannot do that, including me. And everyone's always like, and like the reaction of everyone is like, oh yeah, that's really hard, he must be really talented. And I'm like, yes,
I don't know.
He is.
Doesn't feel like it, guys. We feel like we keep these secrets in, you know, these talents, these quote unquote talents. When you're around them enough,
well,
they don't feel like a talent.
No, but I also think that like because it wasn't hard for you, you don't realize how unusual it is.
What do you mean it wasn't hard for me? It was hard to learn. I couldn't, like, it was hard to, I started out playing Ode to Joy on the
okay,
strings
but
one
there's
at a
plenty,
time.
There's plenty of people who have been playing music for a long time who can't, like, hear a song once and just play it.
Well, I can't do that.
You
I
basically
can. Hear,
can.
If I, no, Dory. I have to find out what key, I have to, like, read whatever the key is and then
okay,
I
okay, and then you can
there.
Play it.
Yeah, but like, I don't know. I'm not like, I don't have perfect pitch. Like, I can't tell you what key something's in just by hearing it. But
sure.
Like, if you say, oh, this song is in A minor or
okay.
whatever, then I can figure it out. Sure. But that said, my, what do you call it here? Like these, this muscle under here, this gland situation, whatever this is,
mm-hmm.
under the jaw.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, what'd you do yesterday? That's what it is like right now.
You had like a real workout.
Oh my God. It was devastating. And then I like sort of like stared into nothingness for a while. Because I had like used so much of my own oxygen that every time I would like stop blowing up a balloon, I had to like catch my breath. It's kind of like the thing
oh
you do when
God.
You're like in fourth grade when everybody tells you to... You do that thing where you all figure out if you just exhale really hard, like
yeah.
five times in a row, you'll like
yeah.
almost pass out. It was that.
Yeah.
But like 50,000 times. Anyway. Yeah, but this is it was good. You know, I was glad to be out there and participate in a somewhat meaningful manner, as opposed to previous years where I've been a little too depressed to engage, shall we say.
You went to Dad's night out and stayed pretty late.
King of the dads right there, you know, he's out there. I was like, that was post-balloon and guitar. I was like, oh, I'll walk out there. I'm the alpha. None of these motherfuckers can blow up a balloon.
Yeah.
Did a couple of them were even like, I don't even know how you did that. And I'm like, yeah, me either. Yeah, it was otherwise, yeah. I would say if you have the opportunity to go glamping with me and Henry and Dory, I would say take it.
Seems reasonable.
Everybody listening.
Yeah.
Thank you. Anything else you care to discuss at the top of the show here, Dodo?
No, I think we're good to take a break.
Okay. Let's take that break. And
all right.
When we return, we're light on emails and voicemails.
Dun, dun,
stay
dun.
Tuned. Let's see what we end up doing.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Are you ready to get active? Well, think Bombas, the better basics that take sweat wicking, blister preventing, friction-free movement seriously. Look, they finally admitted it. It's in the ad copy. Golfing is among the activities that Bombas is proud to be a part of. And nearly every time I golf, Bombas socks are a part of my golf game. In fact,
same for today, tennis. Same for tennis, oh, Matt.
I had to wear the high ones today because it was 37 degrees.
Wow. I bet you loved those soft, breathable materials.
I loved literally everything about them, including their fun bluish-green color. Look, nice. I've been talking about Bombas forever, guys. Socks, underwear, t-shirts are the number one, two, and three most requested items in homeless shelters. And that's why for every comfy item you purchase, Bombas donates another comfy item to someone experiencing homelessness. Performance socks are made with technically advanced features like proprietary hex tech. Oh, that makes sense now that the hex is stitched in there. Mm-hmm. Oh, it incorporates sweat wicking.
The light bulb's
yarns.
Going off.
Supportive strategic zone cushioning, built-in ventilation to increase airflow. Bombas are a gym bag staple that are made to last and a golf bag staple. And if they experience any wear or tear, Bombas will replace them for life. I didn't know that.
Wow.
Hold the phone.
Wow.
But I was like, I got to get some socks replaced. And then I realized none of them are in need of replacement. Their performance socks are very colorful and comfortable, and you'll want to wear them even when you're not working out or hitting the links. No matter how you like to get active, Bombas has something for you. Gripper socks to help you stay balanced in Pilates and bar, or for Dory's dad, whose favorite thing is socks that have grippers on the bottom. Left, right foot contoured running socks give you a perfect fit that won't slide in your shoe. Merino wool socks keep you comfy and supported all day while on the course, baby. Bombas has a 100% happiness guarantee. That means you're covered for life. Reach out anytime. Their happiness team will help facilitate easy returns, exchanges, or replacements. Go to bombas.com/adventure. Use the code adventure for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/adventure and use the code adventure at checkout.
All right, we are back.
We are. We didn't even say we'd be right back. It just sort of was like, I don't know, whatever.
So, pl- please do send us emails and voicemails. Our email is DorianMatt@gmail.com or MattandDory@gmail.com. They go to the same place. Our phone number is 413-461-BABY or 413-461-2229. And yes, we really do appreciate your correspondence. Our Patreon is patreon.com/excellentadventure. We're doing ad-free episodes now at the $10 tier. So if you want to hear these episodes ad-free, head on over to patreon.com/excellentadventure.
Please do. Our ad revenue is tanking as we speak. So just get on there and support us yourselves. I appreciate you.
Yeah. We are, so my co-host of my other podcast is away this week. And so I have like more free time than usual. So Matt and I are going to do some office hours.
Yes, this does feel like front of the podcast material, but since we have so few emails.
That's kind of what I was thinking.
Discuss this here. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're just in that time of the year, guys, where both Dory and I need to find work. So how do writers get work? You write yourself into work. So what we're going to be doing is spending some chunks of time in the next week, particularly just, what do you had a name for it prior to
body doubling?
That's what it's called. Mm-hmm. Apparently.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, this Dory's like, do you need to go write with somebody? I'm like, I mean, I could, I'm fine just sitting here writing and like working if somebody else is sitting here writing and working. So dragged her into that. And joke's on her.
Thank you. Joke's on me.
Yeah, no, we just gotta, it is what it is, guys. It's like, we're into that like stretch of time where you're like, whoa, if we don't get this shit done.
Like literally.
Henry will be the biggest earner.
And he doesn't make any money. So.
He doesn't go. He doesn't work. He doesn't do anything. He is a tax credit. We are. Did we talk about the Volvo last week?
Oh my God!
We did because I had.
Oh, we did. Yes, yes,
yeah,
yes.
But
yes,
I will
yes,
say
yes.
this. I'm gonna say this.
But we right hadn't now. Gotten the tire.
Tire's on there. That's what we took glamping. We took the Volvo glamping. Everybody.
We took the Volvo. Glamping. Because can you believe it?
I was able to get it, the spare tire on. As we know, that bolt finally came off. We didn't tell you this. I was looking for part of that bolt.
Oh my God.
I wanted. So here's my deal with that bolt. Like, that bolt and I have had a long relationship now. You guys have known about it for 6 weeks. Truly has felt like an albatross to Dory and I.
Mm-hmm.
It was so hard to get off. It took so many tries. And you know, I finally got it off. And it feels emblematic of the struggles that Dory and I have been through for the last, I mean, long period of time. Mm-hmm. But particularly right now, mm-hmm. it's been tough going around here. We're mm-hmm. not, you know, things aren't great on the job train, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So felt like once we got this bolt off, everything mm-hmm. would be hunky dory. So far everything's okay. But you know, it's not quite the windfall I thought it would be. Like kinda thought like new tire would be on and everyone in Hollywood would be like, hey. we heard about that tire. Come run this show for us. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, that didn't happen.
Or like Oprah would call and go, Dory, your next book, it's going to be part of my book club.
Yeah, I don't even have to. Exist? I don't even have to read it.
Yeah, yet. I'm not even going to read it.
It's just, yeah, it's just
all
gonna...
because I heard about the Volvo. anyway. Whatever. Point is, so I was like, I really wanted to take the bolt, and I wanted to like encase it in like Lucite or something. I don't know if everybody remembers, but there were these, there was a weird craze in like, it feels like it was the 60s and 70s of like these acrylic blocks that were like sometimes pen holders, sometimes paperweights that were clear and had something in them, oftentimes like plants, flowers, like encased in the acrylic. Do you remember those solid blocks
of like clear acrylic? Yes.
A clear acrylic with like things in them.
Yes, I do remember this.
So my dream is like, oh, I want to do that. I want to do a clear acrylic thing and put that bolt in there.
I didn't know that that was why you were looking for the bolt.
Yeah, I want to put that bolt in there and both pieces of the bolt.
That's funny. Okay.
And just sort of like, because I feel like that is a really like so, just like this symbol of like, God, you know, things are fucking hard, but mm-hmm, if you work mm-hmm. at them long enough, you can mm-hmm. finally get them to give. So I was the other night, I'm looking for the top part, the part of the bolt that I actually cut off with the Dremel, because mm-hmm. I want to put the whole thing in there. I couldn't find it. We looked for it. We all looked for it, if I remember correctly.
We did. Then,
yeah. And then it wasn't yesterday because we were camping, but was it Friday morning or Thursday? It was some morning. Henry goes, oh, Dita, we're talking to my dad on his birthday.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's what it was.
Yeah, I was talking to my dad on his birthday. Happy birthday, Dad. He's a pie baby. Henry was obviously with me. We were FaceTiming him. And we were talking. I was telling him all about this fucking bolt. Again, as you know, it's the only thing I've had to talk about for a year. Mm-hmm. And then Henry goes, oh, I put the bolt in the bag of salt.
He said bag of salt.
He said bag of salt. And I'm like, what? And then like, as far as I'm concerned, I don't think you believed him. Like, am I crazy? Because I immediately was like, oh, he put it in something.
Well, I was just like, what is he talking about?
So then I was like, salt, the only large amount of salt we have around is Dory keeps a box of kosher salt next to the stove.
That's true.
And it has a little opening. And I was like, that's like the perfect spot for Henry to just shove a piece of a tire bolt into it. And Dory was like starting to shake it and didn't feel it, hear anything, and then finally she grabbed the scissors and cut open the box, and sure enough, inside that salt was the top part, the sharp top part of that bolt that I'd cut open with a Dremel that Henry had put in there for some weird child reason. I mean, it's really interesting to me. It's like a I kind of like get it, but also like, I don't know why he didn't tell us sooner, or like when we were looking for it.
Mm-hmm.
He said nothing when we were looking for it, which I thought was weird.
Nothing. Because for days. For days.
Well, yeah,
he
but
said
like
nothing.
We stopped looking for it, so it disappeared.
That's true.
Brain at that
That's
point.
True.
And then like he brought, I couldn't believe it that he was like, I put it in the bag of salt, but. What he meant was he shoved it in a tiny hole in a box of kosher salt.
It was really something.
It was really like, wow, you're essentially a 5-year-old boy. It was insane.
Yeah.
So that said, the full bolt, we will. It'll. I'll have to figure out how to. I've had to figure out how to make acrylic out of. I'm sure there's like some sort of.
I'm sure there's a kit.
I'm sure there's
I've
a kit.
Seen,
I'm sure there's like an Etsy situation.
Yeah,
like
well,
I've seen
people on TikTok making. They're basically what you're talking about, but I think they're coasters, but they're made with like she like has these molds and she puts these like trinkets in, and then she pours the
clear solidifying whatever that is.
And then it sets, and then she sells them for like, you know, however much a piece, and it's great.
This person sounds amazing.
She is so cool. I can't even remember who it is, but I remember seeing it and being like, oh, that's interesting.
Well, there you go.
There you go. All right. Let's get to some, we'll get to the voicemail in this segment, and then we will move on. But there is a voicemail.
That I weirdly wasn't ready for, even though you clearly were clear about the fact that there was a voicemail.
I was clear about the fact that there was a voicemail. I mean, you know what? I'm usually pretty clear about the fact that there's a voicemail.
I was, what would you call it? Dilly-dallying?
That anyway, you dilly-dally? Here,
that's what I did, I guess. Here's the voicemail. There's only one.
There's only one, yes.
Oh, you know what? Hang on. Let me make sure that I have this all set correctly.
This is Jess from Minnesota. I had to pause the pod because you were talking about how horrible the food is at Disney. And I just wanted to say last summer, we went to Disney World, and we were actually at Hollywood Studios, and the new Woody's Barbecue Roundup had opened in Toy Story Land.
Woody's Roundup. If I remember correctly, that did not get good reviews upon opening. Let's see where this lands.
And I have to say, hands down, that was the food experience I've ever had.
Okay, wait, so pause this for a second. So obviously the part where she says what kind of experience was got deleted, like it didn't come through for whatever reason.
Mickey Mouse probably stopped it.
Right. So I just assumed that she was saying this was the worst experience I've ever had. That was my assumption.
Maybe it was the best. Here we go. Let's find out.
I guess we'll find out.
That seems like a little bit of leading the witness if you said it the way you said it.
Why? It was served family style. You got your choice of multiple meats, multiple side dishes. They had a super salad to start off with, dessert. The adult milkshakes were phenomenal. And the server kept checking back. And if you didn't like one of your sides or didn't like one of your meat choices, they were willing to swap it out for no extra charge.
Sounds like she's having a good time.
I highly recommend that you make a reservation to go try that place out. And we also love the cheeseburger pod at Pandora.
Pandora World of Avatar. There are these buns that are filled with cheeseburger. People seem to like those quite a bit. Let's hear it.
In the Avatar section of Animal Kingdom, I will say those were pretty good too. I guess they kind of remind me of like a steamed wonton kind of thing, but a cheeseburger inside. And then also the milk booth in Star Wars. There's a blue milk and a green milk.
Galaxy's Edge.
You can add alcohol, make it an adult beverage. I think they add rum to the blue milk and tequila to the green milk. Hands down, I love the blue milk. Love the blue milk with the rum. Not so much the green milk. But those are my food inputs. I will also say that the experience of going to Space 220 at Epcot was pretty awesome, where it appears like you're getting launched into space to have lunch at the space station. That was pretty cool. Food, not so great, but if you don't love the beverage with the Pop Rocks in it, kind of like a spaceship mug with Pop Rocks in it.
That's cool.
That was a pretty cool perk about that. But otherwise, I agree. Most other food was pretty disgusting. love the pod. Again, just in Minnesota, we've had a couple dozen cheesy hot dogs already this year. Kittle loves the cheesy hot dogs. From Minnesota, we're bratwurst eaters, so lots of brats.
Nice.
And 2,400 square foot house with a handful of TVs, maybe four, largest being 120, 110 inch.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Screen in the basement with a projector. Otherwise, everything is 40, 50, 60 inch in the other room. Have a great week.
Thank you for that. That's interesting that Space 220, she was like, the atmosphere's good, but the food wasn't very good. I think that place is depend on what you get. You take a fake space elevator up to a tethered space station.
Mm-hmm.
Supposed to be a great experience. That's a hard reservation to get. She obviously, she sounds like she had some good pre-planning
Some good resis.
Sounds like a situation where she might have used like a Nassim or something.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Because that's pulling all them resis like that You kidding me? But you know, it's good to know that Woody's Roundup was good for you. I don't like barbecue restaurants, just as a general rule. You know, I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
I can't put my finger on it right now. A lot of times I'd just rather have a really good sandwich than a pile of meat.
I mean, that's fair. That's fair. I get
but, it. But I also fully understand. If you just, you know, want a pile of meat, that's probably the best restaurant to go to.
Right.
But thank you for the input. And if anybody else has any, like, whoa, you've got to get over to this restaurant inside Disney World because this was the bee's knees, as they say. Let us know. Now, that said, we're going to take another break.
We are.
We will be back shortly. Okay.
Hello.
You know, Dory, we thought this, how are we going to fill the time?
Turns out.
I am yapping away.
Yapping away.
Just pontificating endlessly.
All right. We got a text that said, Matt's, so then I went and got the Dremel sent me. My husband is exactly the same. The way he takes on a home or car task like a personal challenge, and he uses the Dremel for everything. Glad it
Dremel's
worked out.
Great. The Dremel really is. If you don't have a Dremel at home, and I'm not talking about a cordless Dremel because those really don't have the torque to really do much of what you need it to do, and I have a cordless Dremel, so I know.
Uh-huh.
You need that plug-in Dremel that'll crank up to like 8,500 RPMs. That will, I mean, I use the Dremel for everything. Cutting down golf club shafts, metal, graphite, doesn't matter. That diamond cut, that disc can do it all. Then the sanding drum portion that you could put on there.
Boy, oh boy.
Man, every grit possible. Also, you can polish with the Dremel.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm sold.
It's awesome.
I'm sold.
Dremel doesn't sponsor this show, but if they did, oh boy. And then also, by the way, you can get a little attachment for the Dremel. Well, it's not a little attachment, but it's like a base that it sits on that will turn the Dremel itself into a little drill press.
What?
Yeah, I got one back there because the Dremel is a great drill.
Wow.
I know.
Listen, if you don't have a Dremel, what are you even doing?
Oh, God. Yeah, you're just being so bad to yourself if you don't have one.
All right. Well, we also heard from our pal Ron from Lafayette, Louisiana.
Yes, we did. I remember this. You showed it to me.
I showed it to you when it came in.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was interesting information for you. And Ron said, I was so happy for Matt that he finally got that lug nut off the Volvo. after listening to his recounting of how he did it, a light bulb went off because I watched a video that used a similar method to remove a BMW lock set the other day. I'll attach it below. No, I don't have a BMW or reason to get rid of wheel locks. He's just a mechanic on YouTube that I love and I'm a subscriber of. It might be a little easier than the one you used. And his link was to someone who's, I can't tell what his channel is. Oh, wait, here. Rainman Rays Repairs. He's got 555,000 subscribers, I'm just saying.
And he's from Rainman Ray is killing it.
He's from Ray's Auto Clinic. There's a lot of comments about this.
It's funny as I watched it and I was like, oh yeah, this is pretty close. This is pretty close to what I did.
Is the same thing? Did they have the same issue? What happened? The guy didn't have his key to the nut or whatever?
Yeah, I think they just didn't have the key.
Got it.
Yeah. Which is generally what happens. People lose the key all the time. So.
Right. There's a lot of comments about how the dealers have the key. Why didn't you call the dealer?
The dealers don't. I mean, in the case of the Volvo, the dealers don't have the key.
Oh, interesting.
They don't. We said this 1,000 times, but Volvo's going to have to, they were going to have to cut the rim off.
Right. And one commenter said, seems to me that the only people inconvenienced by any anti-theft device is the vehicle owner.
Wow. That's some deep wisdom.
Having to remove hundreds of wheel locks, the only one that cannot get them off is the customer on the side of the road. I will say that some of them are harder, but someone that does a lot of wheels will have a set for every type. The German cars are the hardest, but I had a set of removers for those as well. Most of the time, a socket and hammer will get them every time. I always get the locks off because if someone's looking to steal your wheels, they already know what they need to remove them.
That's I love deep. How he didn't mention Sweden.
No, he didn't. He just mentioned Germany. Well, this is a video about a BMW.
Yeah, that's true. But I'm just saying, the tire places we called were like, we can't. So.
That's true.
And Volvo themselves said, oh, no.
If the owner of the car doesn't have the wheel bolt key, they're an idiot. Thank you. That's a helpful comment.
I had it. It just was over torqued and stripped. Whatever the point is. Thank you, Ron, for sharing that video.
Yes. Well, Matt, that does bring us to the end of our emails and voicemails.
Hang on. So when you said we're light on emails and voicemails, you meant we had two emails and a voicemail?
Well, we had one email, one text, and one voicemail. So really,
oh my
one of everything.
God, that's terrible.
Yeah.
I thought we were like in the three to four emails, one mm-mm. voicemail.
No.
Ay, ay, ay. Everybody out there. This is why the show's short. Come on. Get with the program. Boulder Bestie, what are you doing?
Listen, some of these people have lives. I get it.
I know. But sometimes, I got news for you guys. This podcast, sometimes this is my life.
It's true. It is. It is his life.
When no one's right here, I'm like, really sad about it. All right. Okay. That does it, you says?
Yeah, we got to do our Patreon supporters.
You know, I haven't been able to open my email on the computer because it was having trouble saving the library file.
Oh, interesting.
So I had to go in and delete a bunch of stuff. So let me just open this up now.
Okay.
Okay, I have it. Great. Okay, let's... Oh, my God. This is a pathetically sized email. Now I'm seeing it, guys. Now I got the visual to go along with how few people had written in.
He didn't even open the email, you guys.
That's because I had to talk... I was like... I had to free... God. What do they call it? I had to free ball it? Free flow it?
free ball it? Sure.
I was free balling, guys.
He was free balling. Okay. Again, you can support us at patreon.com/excellentadventure. We have two main levels of support and then an extra special $25 level where you get a fun fact made up by none other than Matt Myra each and every month.
That's so accurate. Mama Joe's fact is pending.
Okay, Mama Joe.
Can you believe this? I like that Mama Joe's just going to like, I'm just going to make her wait until literally March. I'm just going to release a special Mama Joe's.
This better
podcast.
Be a good fact. That's all I'm saying.
You know, the problem is, like, I promised her one, and then I, you know, when we started to record, I went, oh, fudgicles. I forgot. And you're like, what? And I'm like, Mama Joe needs a fact. Like,
he did say this.
And I'm like, yes, she needs one. I told her I'd give it. And you're like, I forgot. And I'm like, I didn't. Except I had forgotten until we started recording.
That's
so
true.
This That's is on me true. Again, Mama Joe.
All right.
Next week, we have no $25 supporters. But thank you all. I appreciate every single one of you, but mostly them.
All right. Thank you to the following people. April Hallwerda.
Ariel.
Ashley A.
Ashley Cecil Lee.
Barrett.
Becca Foster.
Becca Kwan.
Brian McGurk.
Bruno Macias.
Caroline C.
Carolyn N.
Casey R.
Chinami Worth.
Cynthia Meisner.
Denise Adair.
Diana Robinson.
Donna Gomez.
Not Donna?
I think it's Donna.
I suppose there'd be two N's if it was. Anyway, Dr. Beverly Crusher.
Edwina Morgan Bodo.
Elena Palling.
Ellen.
Ellen F.
Ellis Billum.
Aaron Foldesi.
Aaron Riley.
Aaron Turley.
Frederick Raw, Enterprise D, Captain's Yacht Wash Officer.
Oh, that's a cushy gig. No one's coming for that yacht. Freya.
Greta Truitt.
Heather Haskey.
Hendrick.
Ivar and DC's Papa.
Jackie G.
Jennifer Olson.
Jennifer Steele.
Jenny Fick.
Jesse Hendricks.
Jessica Manolovich.
Joanna Rao.
Julia Schulenberg.
Schulenberg.
I am always going to say Schul. Oy vey.
Julie Mebbin.
Julie Phillips.
Justine Adamek.
Kane McCall.
Caitlin Campbell.
Karen Thakershi.
Kat C.
Kate.
Katherine Shimmons.
Katie Allen.
Katie Regan.
Katie Jordan.
Thanks, everyone. We really, really, really appreciate you. And
you
we'll talk to you next
half
week.
Of it. You don't even know the half of it, everybody.
All right.
You're the
bye,
wind
everyone.
Beneath our wings.
Okay. Bye.
Go be you. Okay. But also come back and be our wind.
Okay, bye.